Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Let's talk with John Dernan. Morning, Derns.
Good morning, Steve.
Ugly, manager said it's the first time they've won Ugly this season. Is that right?
Possibly, yeah. 3 points, I think. You'll take that. I think a bit disappointing the way we played against Arsenal. And then, again, it's the lower teams as such, and we struggle. I think just performance by Steve. I think I don't know what it is. Is it getting up for the big games? But it shouldn't be a problem. But there was a few players there who didn't perform, and we got away with it. Like you said, it was ugly.
There's still that slow start to them, isn't there? I mean, 10 minutes are gone, and you're thinking, why haven't they raced into this fixture? It gave Burnley confidence.
Yeah, I think you can predict the result for the first 10, 15 minutes when the pool are all. Like you said, if they don't start fast and they're on the game, they tend to struggle. And it's happened all season. And if they're at it from the first minute, you think, yeah, there's no problem. We're going to win this game. The goal's going to come. I don't know how you look at it and how you predict it, but that's how it seems. You can predict the result of thing and how they're going to play in the first 10, 15 minutes.
Now, of course, Emre Can scores the winner. They had to dig a little bit deeper. Were Liverpool deserved of the win overall?
Probably just. I mean, going on, Steve, I mean, there's numerous ways you can look at it. Yeah, we got the 3 points, and that's all that matters at the end of the day. But you got to look, I mean, I look at individual performances and the way people perform on the day, and they have done all season. I mean, there was a few below par performances from many people, and if you get that in the team, you're going to struggle. But like you said, you get the 3 points. But I mean, it's our defence, Steve. I look at our defence, and I mean, we're awful. We are awful. We're nowhere near as good as everyone thinks we are.
Well, hopefully, Dejan Lovren is back and involved for the weekend for the Man City game. Played last night for the under-23s, so came through that first test. Will that strengthen it at all for you?
Well, yeah, I think he should be the first name on the team sheet. Matip, I've got a big, big worry about Matip. I watched him again Sunday, and it's just the way he's all right when he gets the ball and he likes playing it out. You know, you can see he's comfortable doing that, but he's a defender. And you watch his defending, the way he reacts when say he clears or he runs back, and he's so slow and he doesn't switch on. And I've watched him for a few games now, and I worry about him. I really do, because, and you've got Clavin next to him, who I don't think is good, nowhere near good enough. And then
not
you look
convinced.
At Klein, who's not convinced at all. Klein, I'm not convinced. I think he's dropped what he did achieve. He done well when he first came, but he should, they're nowhere near as good as they have been playing. And you've got to look at Milner. I mean, it's not even a position. He's probably the best defender we've got.
That says something, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it does. But, you know, Steve, you're talking about Liverpool Football Club, and this is a big argument, again, that I had with someone on Sunday. Liverpool Football Club shouldn't be playing people out of position. They shouldn't. And that's what's happening.
A tweet from Matt this morning. Great news that Dejan Lovren played 75 minutes for the under-23s tonight. Him and Matip are so solid together, as a partnership together. Does that convince you more?
Well, yeah, like I said, Lovren's the first name on the sheet for me in defensive role. Maybe Matip plays well with him. He likes playing with him. I don't know. They haven't played that much together, so you've got to get that understanding, which I get. But I just watch, you know, your own performance, and I just watch individually the way people react and the way they defend, and I'm still not convinced with Matip. I'm still not.
Are you convinced with Emre Can? Now, he's done an interview with the press after the weekend's match winner, and they've obviously asked him about his contract standoff. He says he's happy at Liverpool. He says there isn't a problem there, and he says it's not about the money. So what is it about, Derns?
Well, I think he's probably thinking about, am I going to play? If Liverpool offer him whatever the contract that they're going to offer him, he should sign it, because he's got a cheek if he thinks he's going to, if he is some kind of standoff or he is stolen. I think the only thing he's probably got in his mind is whether he's going to play week in, week out. And for me, he's not. I don't think he's been nowhere near the player that everyone thought he'd be. And again, if he wants to stay at Liverpool, he's got to prove himself to be good enough. Yeah, he got the winner. he got the winner Sunday, but again, he wasn't pulling up any trees, and he's got a long, long way to go to convince as well.
Yeah, he has, hasn't he? He wasn't playing that well up to that point, was he? I suppose after he scored, it produced a different sort of performance from him.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's confidence and everything. Don't get me wrong. I mean, it's a big, big factor in a footballer's game, whether it's performance. But he, like you said, Steve, he hasn't been performing nowhere near. He's lucky to be in the side. I think he's only in there because Henderson was injured.
Well, one of my big bugbears is the set pieces, Derns. I don't know whether they practice them or not. If they do, nothing's staying in their heads because Liverpool must be one of the worst teams for absolutely executing a set piece, whether it's a corner or a free kick. There was one free kick outside the box that was played across the edge of the box. There was a dummy through some legs, wasn't there? No one knew what was going on.
I don't think they did. Like you said, whether they do, you know, they do, they must work on things. They really do. For me, they mustn't work on defensive free kicks because they're all over the show every week. It's like close your eyes once the ball goes in the box. But like, when you've got an attacking free kick, yeah, is it off the cuff or anything? But they must work on it, Steve. But, and then they have like a brainwave and, oh, we'll do something else last minute. But
you know the one I'm talking about, don't you? Where he,
yeah, I do, yeah.
And he dummied it. He stepped over the ball. And then I think it was Wijnaldum who ended up with it. And
Wijnaldum, he did, yeah. And he shot with his left foot, I think it was in the end. No, it was comical, wasn't it? I won't tell you the words I used when that happened. It was like I was just dumbfounded, along with thousands of other people.
But it's the corners. It's week in, week out, isn't it? Mm. How long since we've had a corner taker who could properly execute them on a consistent basis?
I know. I mean, a footballer shouldn't be able to have no trouble or whipping a ball into the box in an area where you'd like it to be. But he said they don't even miss the first man. It's over it. It is sometimes, you look at it and it's frustrating, Steve, it really is, but it's one of them things on the day, sometimes they work and sometimes they don't, but at the moment it seems to us like they're not working at all.
The real positive is that they've got the points on the board, isn't there? 5 points ahead of Arsenal, who might have the games in hand, but you'd prefer the points, wouldn't you?
Well, definitely. I mean, you look at the table now from where we were before we played Tottenham, it reads a lot better, and let's be honest, I mean, it's definitely 6 points against Man City at the weekend. We have to win it. I think a draw, yeah, okay, I'll take. People say, oh, we'll take a draw now. But for me, if we want to be in top four, I think we have to win that game.
It's that crucial.
Yeah, definitely. I look at the games coming up and on paper, we should be winning them. But again, is it going to be a stall situation when we play Burnley, because these so less teams, no disrespect, they're going to be fighting for their lives. So for us, it's a must. I think you've got to take it against the big teams.
Last night, I mentioned it before, Dejan Lovren playing for the under-23s. They beat Chelsea by 2-0. Harry Wilson from the penalty spot and Trent Alexander-Arnold with a free kick as well. Jurgen Klopp was there to watch. And of course, quite a few of the youngsters are making regular appearances now for the first team. In fact, the bench was full of youngsters against Burnley.
Yeah, I think we had three youngsters on the bench. Because it's the squad. You look at the squad and it's nowhere near good enough. Who have we got? We highlighted this against Southampton when Long came on. And Long was probably the better player than we ever had on the bench to come on and try and do something. We're as a team, as a squad, I think we need to send. We need to bring four or five. He needs to offload, obviously, but we need to bring in four or five players that could probably walk straight into the team. That's what he has to do. He has to rebuild. And we haven't got nowhere near as strong a squad as the other top five, six teams. So we've got a lot of soul-searching and thinking to do over the summer.
Steve Hoddesall's kick-off.
This is Radio City Talk.